The Bush administration is overhauling the largest federal housing program for the poor. Known as Section 8, the program serves 2 million poor families, as well as the disabled and the elderly. Section 8 participants can rent a modest apartment, pay no more than 30% of their income towards the rent, and a government voucher makes up the difference. Next year's budget contains significant changes to that program, and the government is already cutting back. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Sometimes great national change is foreshadowed by a small local incident. In Los Angeles last winter, 1,500 people who'd been told they were going to get Section 8 rental vouchers were suddenly told they weren't. 22-year-old Vanessa, the mother of two small children, had already been looking for an apartment.
And I found one place. It was so beautiful. And I just loved the kitchen. I'm like, oh my God, it's mine! I was just so happy. I'm like, oh, this is the kids' room. This is my room.
Vanessa, who asked that we not use her real name, lives in a shelter with her two daughters, one age 3, one 15 months.
We call her Choopy. So Choopy, 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 na 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 na, sing. Mocha choca, na na na.
As she watches her girls play in the grassy backyard, Vanessa explains she became homeless when the father of her children left her for another woman, and she'd had to stop working during a difficult second pregnancy.
I was evicted from my home December 27th. I gave birth to her December 15th. I had an 87 Mitsubishi Galant, and I had to just live there. I would ask friends to help me, but, you know, I didn't have too many. I had a lot of friends, but they weren't willing to put up with two children.
Vanessa's voucher hasn't been canceled, just, quote, suspended. Still, she isn't likely to get it anytime soon. That's because the L.A. City Housing Authority has already issued 5,000 more rental vouchers than it's supposed to. That's called overleasing. A lot of housing agencies do it, and it used to be encouraged by the federal government. The idea was that some voucher holders would be unable to find apartments, and overleasing made sure the housing agency still helped the maximum number of people allowed. Occasionally, that meant they helped more than the maximum number allowed. But the federal government no longer looks kindly on that practice, says Michael Liu, undersecretary at HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
The overleasing in and of itself creates an unwarranted, frankly, an illegal pressure on the program, because overleasing has been, again, pointed out by Congress and made clear is something that is no longer acceptable for the program.
HUD recently made another unexpected change in the Section 8 program. In late April, the department sent letters to local housing agencies informing them that this year's rent subsidies would be funded at last year's lower rates, effective retroactively to January. HUD says the agency is following the will of Congress. Many local housing agencies, however, are scrambling to deal with the impacts, says Saul Ramirez, the director of the National Association of Housing and Redevelopment Officials.
There's been a growing operational crisis that has been created due to the lack of adequate resources to be able to fully fund all the existing vouchers that are out there. And what HUD's proposed to do with their current policy will likely put more than 90,000 families at risk of losing their vouchers.
In the Northern California city of Alameda, for example, 108 families stopped receiving vouchers this month, and they're at risk for becoming homeless, according to the local housing authority. Other agencies around the country are requiring tenants to pick up a larger share of the rent. Some Section 8 clients wanted to make sure that HUD knew that paying higher rent wasn't an option for them when they demonstrated recently outside the department's headquarters in Washington, D.C. Robert Carey was there picketing in his motorized wheelchair.
Well, I'm on Social Security, so I would be homeless again because there's no place that I could live and pay rent out of $580 a month.
The Bush administration is proposing much more profound changes in the Section 8 program in next year's budget. Instead of subsidizing a specific number of housing units for needy people, local housing agencies would simply receive a fixed amount of money, a block grant. HUD Undersecretary Michael Liu says the new scheme would eliminate a basic contradiction in the way the Section 8 program runs now.
Being based on units rather than on dollars actually creates a cap on the number of families that a housing authority can help.
The new program would allow more people to be helped, according to Liu, because there'd be fewer rules governing the program. There would also be a cut in funding of more than $1 billion, but Liu says the program would run more efficiently.
Getting rid of most of the 500 pages of guidance and guidelines and statutes and regulations that we have, and that will save a lot of money and a lot of time. And money and time that then could be better used to assist those who need real rental assistance.
If these changes are passed by Congress, local housing agencies would have a couple of choices, says Barbara Sard, director of housing policy for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a liberal research organization. The agencies could simply cut back on vouchers, says Sard, and serve around 250,000 fewer families. Or, she says, Section 8 households could be required to pay a larger share of the rent.
Families on average would pay $850 more per year in rent. And one has to remember that these are primarily families who are now subsisting below the poverty level.
So, in search of lower rent, voucher holders, says Sard, would likely end up in high poverty areas.
Neighborhoods with fewer opportunities, less chance of getting access to a job, poorer schools, more violence, all of the circumstances which vouchers in the past have enabled families to move away from if they so chose.
Choosing a home is not going to be an option for Vanessa and her daughters for some time to come. With her minimum wage hospital job, she can't afford LA's high rents, but she still dreams of a real home for her children.
Just to lay them down in their own room and, you know, just for them to feel like they're special, you know, that's a lot. Housing is a lot because they deserve better.
Something besides cars and shelters. So far, the only homes her baby has ever known. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.